Years of hard-fought efforts by Vietnam veterans and their families came to fruition in Washington today. Near the large black granite wall honoring those killed in combat in Vietnam, a new memorial plaque was dedicated to veterans who died after the war. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
For the 58,235 Americans whose names are etched in granite on the wall, the criteria for inclusion is relatively straightforward. Those missing are killed by a wound sustained while serving in country in Vietnam. But names left off that memorial include thousands who died later from a myriad of illnesses believed to be caused by exposure to the defoliant Agent Orange. Others left off the wall are those whose combat trauma or prisoner of war experience later led them to take their own lives.
It's important because you can't forget everybody and any person that served in Vietnam.
Art Foss is a Vietnam veteran who served 22 years in the Army. He says the small, simple plaque etched in the ground near the bronze Three Servicemen statue is a big step toward honoring the sacrifices of all Vietnam veterans, veterans, he says, that remain misunderstood.
I mean, I have personal Vietnam friends, Vietnam veterans friends, they go through hell. They got PTSD so bad they can't even sleep. They're in Vietnam every day of their lives. People can't understand that. You know, they can't understand because they weren't there.
In the humid morning air, as family members teared up and tourists strolled by, a joint service guard marched in the presentation of the colors ceremony. A.R. McCacken, a retired U.S. Army colonel, served two combat tours in Vietnam. He lost three relatives in the war. McCacken points to the wall memorial and then swings his finger toward the new nearby plaque.
We've got two cousins on that wall down there, and we have a brother represented by that plaque that they just dedicated today. The first time when I came back, I was called baby killer. I was spat upon. And the whole business, that generation is now over. This wall down here has served in a great way to kind of get that behind us. That's healing. When I walk down to that wall, that's healing for me. And I see that as the same thing.
Those who worked for years to get this plaque installed like to say wars don't end on a specific date and battles don't end on the battlefield. Ruth Coder Fitzgerald led the fight for recognition for Vietnam veterans who died at home as a result of their service in the jungles. Her brother John was an Air Force captain who flew the large helicopters, known as Jolly Green Giants, as part of the Air Rescue Squad, which picked up downed American pilots. In the late 1980s, she says, John developed cancer and died a few short years later at the age of 49.
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma caused by exposure to Agent Orange, and it is an officially recognized illness by the VA, Veterans Administration.
It was a hard fight to get that exposure recognized, she says, noting that some are still doing bureaucratic battle with the VA. She hopes returning veterans of the current Iraq War don't face as tough a fight getting quality physical and mental health care as Vietnam veterans did. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.